This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Denver Nuggets and Golden State Warriors, 7 o'clock tip, Joker, maybe, Steph, a maybe. They're dealing with some injuries. I'm hoping both of them can go because that would just add more fuel to the fire. Nuggets have been reeling a little bit. They just lost to the Washington Wizards, who, as we know, are not a great team. They struggled against the Lakers, who did have their C squad out there on a Friday. So they have not been playing a good brand of basketball. You know who has been playing a good, if not great, brand of basketball? It's the Golden State Warriors. So maybe they're catching the Nuggets at the perfect time, and they're going to need to keep winning, Joe Shasky, because they're only 3.5 back for the 2 seed, which is crazy. But they're only a half game up from the 7th seed on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So they got to keep winning. Good morning.
I'm viewing this as a playoff game.
Yeah.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's kind of the way I'm viewing this one. And someone's going to probably counter. Joe, they're all playoff games at this point. You're probably right. And what's crazy to me is that I don't think we've even come close to seeing the best Jimmy Butler yet.
He didn't even play well again on Saturday. Like shooting-wise, he was what? 3 of 11? Yeah, 3 of 11. Like, hey, knocked down a 3, though.
You know what's funny?
The assist totals are keep like
I saw
six
a stat
he, in seven and just.
I saw a stat from him that he had 0 40-point games as a Miami Heat member in the regular season. 8 in the playoffs.
See, playoff Jimmy.
Are you kidding me?
Playoff Jimmy.
I couldn't believe that. So he had kind of alluded to it in the post game, like, hey, you know, not that I'm not trying, but like, you know, I really wait to assert myself until playoff time. Look, these next couple of games, couple of weeks, I need to see more of a playoff Jimmy version.
Right.
Just to put the fear of God into everyone's head and for them to go up in the standings. The last thing I want is to be in that play-in game.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be in the play-in game. And as well as they are playing right now, Joe Shasky, like, the notion is not laughable. If you play in a play-in game against the Clippers, like, you could lose that game. Like, if Kawhi and James Harden are playing, let's not act.
Anything
like
can happen.
Anything can happen in a one-game situation. You can lose to the freaking Wizards, right? You can lose to anyone in a one-game situation.
The way
they're playing right now, it feels like they're not going to.
Yeah.
But it can happen, right? And then you don't want to be in a situation where you have to play a Sacramento Kings team in the second round of a play-in scenario where they would love nothing more. That is their World Series, Super Bowl, all 100%. NBA Finals. That would be the cherry on top of a season that's been very up and down for them. So, yeah, I say all that to say, stay out of the play-in, keep winning, because the Minnesota Timberwolves, you've won 7 in a row, they've won 8 in a row, which is insane.
We need them to lose tonight. They got
the Pacers.
Pacers, that's right. We looked at this pre-show.
Yeah, no slouch. They're the 5th seed in the Eastern Conference, but the way they're playing right now, the Timberwolves, we should be talking them. I know they're 7th seed. We should be talking about them as a team that can make a deep run into the playoffs. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year, and we're all just kind of poo-pooing that.
Well, it's because they got rid of Cat. And we saw Kat's very talented Saturday night. Yeah. What'd you make of Draymond Green and Kat going at it? It's a lot going on in that game. It was the game within the game within the game.
I have a lot of feelings on that. Because
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs, and no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 8664 Seasons.
Of what took place back in Madison Square Garden when and Draymond and the Draymond Green Show went on his podcast with Baron Davis. I don't think we have the sound, but he basically said, insinuated that Kat was ducking him. And that's the reason he missed that game, because Karl-Anthony Towns did not play in that previous game at Madison Square Garden. In actuality, Karl-Anthony Towns was missing the game because of death of a family friend. And, you know, Draymond never really apologized about that, basically saying he ducked him. But when he found out the truth, he's like, oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. And I was just like, yeah, you kind of need to own that one. And so I was feeling some type of way during that whole thing. And listen, that's how I felt. It was a great moment, the night-night. It was fun. I'm not trying to poo-poo any of that, but I felt some type of way out of that. I thought Karl-Anthony Towns had a great game. Clearly, it meant a lot to him playing up against them. Draymond giving him his credit after the game. So, I say all that to say I had mixed feelings about the whole thing.
We discussed
it. Is that okay?
No.
I had mixed feelings about that?
I think a lot of people did, but I don't think a lot of people understood the backstory.
Yes, that was the backstory of all of it. Yes.
So, we talked earlier this morning about the most frustrating thing as a sports fan is probably someone who has all the talent in the world and doesn't live up to it.
Yeah.
You know, like Zion right now.
That's
like
a great, yes.
He's Zion, like, you're just not living up to your talent.
I mean, he's been an all-star a couple times, right? So he's, but again, you thinking of top five player in the NBA, and he's not that.
I look at Karl-Anthony Towns, and boy, if I was just going to write a list of guys that I think have the whole world at their fingertips, he's on the short list. And he just doesn't play like he did Saturday night often enough for most people's settings.
Has he lived up to the number one overall pick? Because he's been a five-time All-Star. Like
he's been an outstanding.
He was the Rookie of the Year. He's been an All-NBA third team, so he has been on the first two. But God, he's been a really good player, right? But because we just had a guy here, Andrew Wiggins, that former teammate.
Cat's career has been better than Andrew Wiggins.
Yes. But why do I feel like I want to take Andrew Wiggins over his still? Is it because he showed in that championship run that, like, man, hey, that I maximized my talent. Yeah. If this is it, I showed why I was a number one overall pick because I played with and I was second.
They're very similar. I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
But I do think that Kat's career has been better. But overall, I think most people watch Karl-Anthony Towns and say, you should be scoring 30 a night,
right,
getting 16 rebounds a night.
You're 7 feet tall.
And 6'7 assists. Yes. Not you could be Jokic, but you could give me Embiid Jokic-like production with your eyes closed.
That's why
you settle for horrific shots beyond the arc when that shouldn't be what your game is predicated on.
Well, and I didn't mean to cut you off there. And it's why it drove Jimmy Butler nuts when Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota. He did not respect the work ethic of a Karl-Anthony Towns. And why if you don't respect the work ethic of an employee or a team, like, then I'm not going to trust you in games. I'm just not. Like, that was the Kobe Bryant thing for a lot of times. Like, Kobe, why aren't you trusting? Why aren't you passing the ball more? He's like, I don't respect their work ethic.
Yeah, Smith Parker's not getting the rock.
No. If you don't put your blood, sweat, and tears in this game, if you don't care like I care, why should I put the ball into your hands when I know I'm going to be better at shooting the ball than you are? Which, it's Kobe, so it's different. There's levels of, but I like that Jimmy Butler has a lot that in him, and I think this Warriors team needed that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that version of him, but on the court, definitely you see it.
But I think seeing Draymond and him go at it, you got a glimpse of, Carl, if you could just...
Yeah.
And I know a lot of things have happened off the floor for him. So I do want to take a step back and understand that this guy's lost parents and stuff. And
he's dealt with some tragedies in his life.
Horrific.
Yes.
But God, if you could just channel that on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
God, imagine how good you'd be.
Right.
The world would be your oyster. And for Draymond to get that layup and then hit him with the quote unquote, not night-night, but the nightmare at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And the way Draymond jumps up and down, like it's just, his whole celebration is hilarious.
If Draymond Green is doing those, almost like Geno Smith doing it, it's like, okay, well, if Geno Smith and Draymond are doing it on you, it's over. You're done. You're cooked. Speaking of cooked, Oreo cookie, we're going to go to in a second. Draymond Green, though, giving love after the game, sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area. Warriors win 97-94, improved to 38-28, 14-1 when Jimmy Butler appears in the lineup. Draymond Green after the game, giving love to his head coach, though.
Yeah.
Your coach, Steve Kerr, now the all-time winningest coach in Warriors franchise history. What's it mean just to be a part of that for him?
It's incredible. I'm thankful that I've been here for actually every single one of his wins. But he's a special guy. He's made this place a special place. He came in here and got us over the top, and we've been kind of headed that, you know, on that trajectory ever since. We're lucky to have such a winner like that. Guy got, what, 9 championships. We're lucky to have him, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Real quick, sound courtesy of ESPN, not NBC Sports. That was Lisa Salters.
As remarkable as Steph Curry's entire career has been, I don't think there's one player who has elevated more playing in the Steve Kerr system than Draymond Green. I don't know, like maybe he's a multi-time all-star somewhere else, maybe. But I don't think anyone puts up with him as long as Steve has, enables him as long as Steve have, in the sense of like, there's a give and take of the enabling. There's all the negative that we see when it comes to the techs and, you know, just chastising teammates and whatnot. But there, a lot of positive does also come with it.
Yes, I will also give Bob Myers a lot of that credit too. Because Bob was the guy that had to come down to the stands and calm him down more often than not if Steve couldn't. Like, I mean, we have the famous things like, what's the Steve Kerr quote when he's on the sideline talking about Draymond? And it's like, his lips were like, Matt, he's like, this guy, he's pissing me the bleep off or whatever it is. Well, he's pissing me the hell off.
Like, Charles Haley was a guy that everyone pointed to, was like, oh, not only did Bill Walsh identify him, but like he made him. Well, Charles was also great with the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Yep. Yes.
I don't know. I think he'd be good. I don't know if Draymond would have the same exact impact anywhere else.
Yeah. No. Well, it's baked a lot into it because not only do you have the right head coach, but you have to have the right players around Draymond in order for him to succeed. When you have two of the greatest shooters in the history of the game, like, yes, it's like I can make Draymond look good. I can make the Ben Wallaces of the world. I'm talking about the greatest defenders. The Dennis Rodmans of the world. If I have the shooters around me, it could work. But
for a couple years.
It could work for a couple years. But everything else baked into it, the antics, the going at, the officials, the technical fouls. Like, it would have been, like, with well within their rights back in 2016, how everything shook out, if they wanted to move off of Draymond. I would have understood why they were pissed off. Now, Draymond showed out in Game 7. Of the NBA Finals there, but the reason they were in a Game 7, it was in large part because of what happened in Game 5. So yes, that is baked into it, but I do give Bob Myers, I give Joe Lacob a lot of the credit here because it was a team effort.
It's
total
been a
team
roller coaster.
Effort.
You know, it's been a
giant
roller coaster.
Dipper, yes.
But I would say this, like, now you're on the other side of that tunnel for now, and I think you're getting the best basketball of Draymond's career since 2016, at least for me.
The quote was, "I'm so bleeping tired of Draymond." That's what it was. I was trying to find. Like, he said something about him, and then he doubled down on it. He's like, "No, the lip readers weren't wrong." Yeah, no,
but he's exhausted.
I bet
you get
it. Yeah.
How many? Come on, you're all listening. Even if you're the biggest Draymond Green fan, you've all cut or traded him in your mind 15 times. Well, all of you, even the biggest.
No, some of them he could do no wrong. So this is true. It's the truth. How many coaches
would have gotten this version of Draymond Green out of him in the history of the game?
A handful, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
His greatest accomplishment might not be even a title or the 73 or Steph or even the 2 months of Wiggins. I think his greatest accomplishment is Draymond Green's career. I really do.
I'm watching.
I'm not taking anything away from Dray individually. I'm just saying they were made for each other.
You know who's made for the morning roast? It's Oreo Cookie in Oakland. We love me some Oreo Cookie. Double stuffed, mega stuffed. They have the Post Malone salted caramel ones now, Joe Shasky. But whenever an Oreo Cookie stops by, we're going to take a dunk into the morning roast. What's up, Oreo?
What's up, Oreo?
What up, man? Happy holidays, you guys. So I did want to slow down as far as on the curve being one of the greatest ever. And he's on my team, so I'm glad he's successful. I want him to succeed because he's on my team. So this is just my opinion on things that I've seen, so it doesn't make it right or wrong. But let's go back to the very beginning. We had young Curry, Clay, Green, Iguodala, Livingston. And I hate to say it, man, but we would have won a chip with someone eventually having those guys with us. Where was Kerr making adjustments when we were up 3-1 and we did lose that series to Cleveland? Now, everybody's saying, oh, we lost, but Kurt never gets any blame for that. Some of that has to go to him.
Can I ask you a question? He does. Yes, he does deserve criticism. Does Belichick have a loss or two on his resume in the big games that he wants back?
Greatest season ever. They lost in the Super
Bowl. How about Popovich not putting Tim Duncan out on a rebound with like 30 seconds to go, subbing him out of the game? Like,
Phil Jackson, sure.
Find me a great coach, and I'll find you a horrific loss. Phil Jackson lost to the Pistons when everyone had the Lakers favored.
No, you guys are right. But there's also other instances. A lot of the so-called adjustments that he has made have been not by his doing, or it's been done by force. Let's go to the Kuminga minutes. He never played him. He had to play him because Kuminga came out. Moody's now playing, and it was because of injuries. So I can't go back to a certain spot where I say, hey, Kerr really brought that out of us, and he's the reason that we won.
Well, the Memphis series, you know, right before they ended up winning the title in the second round, like, their adjustment with Tony Allen was next worldly. How about allowing Mozgov to go in the finals that year?
Right.
And remember that? They were like, we'll let Mozgov do whatever he wants. Remember Timothy Mozgov?
Timofey Mozgov.
I mean, yes. Like, I'm not here to say he's the best
contract
ever. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's fair to say that he didn't do any adjustments. I mean, they did find a way to adjust down 3-1 to OKC and win one of the greatest series in playoff history.
I know, and it's slept on because they also blew a 3-1 lead subsequently.
How about being down 2-1 to the Celtics?
Well, no, it's a great point. And also, like, and I hear Oreo, what you're saying. He's like, well, he was forced because of the injuries. I was like, yeah, but also the team just wasn't very good.
Mm-mm.
Like, let's just call it what it is. Before Jimmy Butler, this team was just not very good. We were literally talking, we had segments like, yeah, I don't know if Phil Jackson, I don't know if Greg Popovich could maximize what we're seeing with this team right now. They just didn't have the bodies or the depth. And Steph, he had to do everything himself. And like, again, the minute allocation for Moses Moody, it increased because of the addition of Jimmy Butler. So yes, you do have to be lucky. And I don't like to say injuries are lucky, but you do get pigeonholed sometimes, and it forces you to make hard decisions. And you know what? He's made the right ones. So when they work, he's been sticking to them. So I'm going to give him credit there. With what's working, he's stuck to it. He hasn't gone back. Like, we're keeping Kuminga on the bench. We're not going to put him back in the starting lineup, even if he was our second best scorer prior to the injury. Now, because we have Jimmy Butler and because things are working with Moody. So he gets credit for these things that are going, like we can't have it both ways. We can't be crushing him for all year. And then when we make the Jimmy Butler acquisition, then we're, and people still calling in the day of the Jimmy Butler acquisition, yeah, I don't know if Steve Kerr is going to be able to do this. Well, they've lost one time with Jimmy Butler in the lineup, man.
It's looked
like, come on,
as good as it's ever looked.
It's like, what are we, like, it's been a perfect match. Now,
but
again,
Joe, that doesn't mean that he doesn't make mistakes. And I think that's,
yeah, I've been saying the Jordan Poole thing, how that whole thing was handled with Draymond Green was one of the biggest black eyes in his resume.
Bruce,
I think
Bochy,
it is.
Bruce Bochy. He pitched Matt Moore at home, and everyone knew that that wasn't a good decision.
No. Yeah.
And he should have been pitching at Wrigley. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Cup Series, yeah.
You guys don't remember this?
No,
Rizzotto?
I do.
Matt Moore pitched great in that game.
But everyone,
yeah,
everyone has revisionist history on the entire thing. And he went to Santiago Casilla, yeah, and he shouldn't have been the closer. And that's why they overpaid for Mark Melancon. Like, show me a great coach. La Russa. I've talked glowingly about La Russa. Should he have not gone to Dennis Eckersley in that moment when Kirk Gibson hit the home run? The guy was the MVP of the American League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
As a closer. It doesn't happen. Yeah.
Okay. Like, so, again, the greatest coaches in the history of the game all have horrific moments.
I'm picturing La Russa real quick. Give him the four to Kirk. The bum-legged Kirk Gibson.
He got shot up with God knows what. Right? He couldn't even walk.
It's like, I've walked like five guys all season long. What are you doing? That's a great call.
So, for example, over the weekend, I'm not even pretending to be Steve Kerr, but like, you know, you've been on the diamond long enough, you're coaching, you're going to do things that you're like, what was I thinking? I sent a kid the other day. I'm like, we need to generate a run here. So I'm like waving him home. He got hosed by like 30 feet. And I literally brought the whole team in. I was like, guys, that's on me. I totally whiffed. I don't know what I was doing. I am so sorry. And that doesn't mean I'm a moron. It's just like, hey, sometimes you do things in coaching that you regret.
You're worthless.
You know, like, playing Brad Wanamaker as much as they did, he probably regrets it.
What did you recall him? Wanamisser? It's one of all-time nicknames. We got
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.